Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Olivia Kuljin, who lost her father, mother, and brother in a tragic incident at Big Lagoon last Saturday, has asked the public to please refrain from placing flowers at an impromptu memorial on the beach, saying she is honored, but that she fears for others' safety. Olivia Kuljin released a statement through the coroner's office today in an effort to clarify the events that led to the drowning of Mary Scott, Howard Kuljin, and 16-year-old Gregory Kuljin, whose body has not yet been recovered. Olivia pointed out that the accident began when the family dog, playing at the edge of the water, was suddenly swept into the ocean, and Gregory and Howard made an attempt to pull the dog to safety, but were both pulled into the surf. Mary Scott, Olivia, and Ranger Greg Hall were tracking the event from the beach when Mary saw an opportunity to grab Gregory from the shallow water, but was caught by the severe pull and pulled into the surf herself. Olivia, Ranger Hall, and other bystanders were now tracking all three from the beach and shallow surf when Olivia said she saw a chance to grab her mother, but the ocean pull was too strong, and Mary Scott was pulled back into the waves. Mary was then pulled to shore by others, and Hall began CPR, and he was relieved by a bystander so he could go back to tracking Howard. By this time, those on the beach had lost sight of Gregory, and soon after, Howard was brought back on shore, but neither he nor Mary were able to be resuscitated by EMS personnel who had arrived on scene. Olivia also pointed out that even when they were only in calf-high water, the pull of the ocean was strong enough to sweep the family into the surf. She also said that the Coast Guard, Ranger Hall, and others on the beach did all they could to save her family. Investigators from the Sheriff's Office are asking for the public's help with information surrounding the death of a dog found severely injured on the North Jetty yesterday. Animal Control responded to a call from an individual who had found the male Border Collie McNab mix bleeding from one eye and in shock. Animal Control took the dog to a local vet for treatment, but the animal died. There are indications that the 3 or 4 month old male dog had received treatment from a vet within the past 2 weeks, and local vets are being contacted in an effort to track down an owner. The case is being dealt with as animal cruelty and animal abandonment, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. With a series of storms hitting the local area, local governments are preparing for downed trees, flooded roadways, and other problems that come with high winds and heavy rain. The City of Eureka is offering free sand and sandbags to residents, and you can pick up the materials at the city's corporate yard on West 14th Street between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. In Fortuna, residents can get sand and bags at the Rohnert Park office from 8 a.m. until 5, and after hours at the police station. In Ferndale, Conservation Corps members have been filling sandbags for the past few hours, and residents can get the bags loaded into their vehicles when they stop by the Fireman's Pavilion at the end of Main Street. In Mendocino County, residents can get bags and sand in Ukiah, Willits, Fort Bragg, and Potter Valley. Contact your local government for more information. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The nasty weather sweeping across the North Coast has kept a lot of agencies busy, particularly the California Highway Patrol. Units were dispatched to dozens of incidents throughout the day, as Matt Harvey of the CHP Garberville office explains.
You know, we're facing one of the worst storms of the season to date. And, you know, this is the time of year when we're in and out of storm. And I think what we're seeing right now is the rains are picking up. We're expected. One report I read said 5 to 10 inches of rain over the next few days. And I think motorists just need to be reminded that, you know, when the rains hit, the roadways are slick, that we need to slow down and pay a little more attention and pay attention to the drivers next to us and just make sure that we can drive as safely as possible.
The rain makes driving conditions difficult, and slick road surfaces and standing water can make a road trip more treacherous than normal.
Our log is exploding. We're getting collisions all over Humboldt County and northern Mendocino County. We just took a major injury collision due to the rain just north of Willits. We're doing the best we can to respond to collisions, and you know, our hope is that we can prevent it before it happens. Unfortunately, you know, with this kind of weather, people are going to crash. You know, the slick roadways, the you know, the standing water is a concern of ours and should be for all of us.
With more rain and high winds forecasted through the entire weekend, make sure you check road conditions and weather conditions before you set out. And if you don't have to drive anywhere, don't. And that's the news on this rainy Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.